Well, I consider anybody who works within fashion. So that can be a designer. It can be a fashion journalist or blogger, a photographer, wardrobe stylist, boutique owner, hair and makeup artists. There's really a very, even buyers, I mean, there's a very wide net there for our fashion community.
And you've brought everybody together for this day-long networking event, Fashion Speak 2013. What came out of that for you?
Well, really, the biggest point of the event is education. Because when it comes to creatives, as many people know, they are wonderful at what they do, but they might not necessarily be so great when it comes to business, or how to market their business, or how to use social media to create awareness of their business. So that was the whole point of Fashion Speak 2013, is to give them the tools, the education, the resources, the networking that they need to create successful businesses so they can stay here in the state and actually have the kind of company and opportunities that they want.
Why should a young person who wants to design or wants to work in fashion as a journalist or a stylist or a blogger, why stay in Michigan or Detroit instead of, say, heading to New York City?
Well, let's take designers, for instance. First of all, if you are designing and you are a good, talented designer with a good product, let's start right there, mm-hmm. and you're designing in Michigan, you're going to get a lot more recognition. You're going to get more media, you're going to get more opportunities than you're ever going to get being a very little fish in the big pond of New York City. Second of all, think about the cost. Think about what it costs to have an apartment, a business, parking in New York versus here. So as far as having a startup company goes, I mean, you can't beat the prices in Michigan. So really, as long as you know how to run your business, you should be able to have a successful business here.
When you look at the state of Michigan, Karen Buscemi, what areas around Michigan do you see as potential fashion hubs?
Well, Detroit for sure, but there's also quite a bit going on in the Lansing area as well as Grand Rapids. And we have all managed through Detroit Garment Group Guild and through other groups, not quite like us, but, you know, having some similar interests, we've been able to kind of connect those dots between Detroit, Lansing, and Grand Rapids so that we're all reaching out to each other and helping each other.
Now, I think we can all pretty much summon to our minds a New York style or an L.A. style, for example. What would you say there is a Detroit style or even a Michigan style?
You know, I don't really think there is that one style, and I think that that's kind of something that makes us cool, is that you're never going to see a Detroit person, a Lansing person, or no matter where you're living around here, and be like, oh, that's so New York. There's mm-hmm. that, you know, black skinny pant, black boot, you know, that kind of thing that you can classify it. We're such a melting pot. I think there are so many types of styles and personalities here, and nobody is afraid to do their own thing. They don't feel like they've got to put on that uniform and blend in to be accepted, and I think that that's important about us.
Karen, how do you see fashion as a way to help create a better Detroit when we look at the situation Detroit is in now? What role can fashion play in rebuilding Detroit?
Well, actually, a huge role, and I'm glad you asked me that question. This goes way beyond getting our fashion community up and running and successful businesses. We have the potential to bring apparel manufacturing to the state of Michigan. We have the ability to bring a lot of it, and that's actually one of the programs that we are working on, is getting the workers in place so that the manufacturers can come here and get busy. Right now, we have a whole chicken and egg issue going on where there are manufacturing companies that would like to come here, expand here, et cetera, but we don't have the skilled industrial sewers to do the work, and that's a big problem. So we are working on a whole certification program to get people up skilled and then do continuing education to be able to continue on learning more and more and more skills when it comes to industrial selling. So this is something that has always been a trade for years and years and years, but you just don't really hear about it much, at least not in the U.S., is sewing, and industrial sewing specifically. It's going on overseas in quite a few different countries, but here, I mean, you just don't hear about it. So the only way that we can get these companies here is to have the sewers skilled and ready to go. And that is a big thing that we are working on right now.
And where would you go to get? Would you be retraining people? Would you be trying to go, get into the schools and get students as they're coming through K through 12?
Well, it would be both, actually. Starting up, I think you would see a lot of people in that 18 to 24 year old range. And then eventually we would like to be able to go into the schools, into the high schools, and have a trade program where maybe like your junior and senior year, this is, you're getting on the bus in the afternoon and this is what you're going to learn. Because, you know, college is not for everybody. Some people want to have a skill that can provide them with work for life and to be able to get out of high school and go to work. And this would give them that opportunity.
Karen, ultimately, what hopes do you harbor for Detroit's and Michigan's fashion community?
Well, I hope that we can be on the fashion map. I would like when national magazines, national and international designers, and all these different groups, when they're talking about fashion, that Detroit gets mentioned in that mix. Because right now we are completely overlooked. And more than anything, it's awareness. People don't understand the people, the talents, the products that we have available here. And that's truly on my agenda, is to get people more aware of who's here, what's here, and why they should be paying attention.
And there are a few folks that have broken through and kind of hit the big time, haven't they, out of Detroit and out of Michigan?
For sure. And there's people in Michigan as well who are doing extraordinarily well, who have products and boutiques all over the country. And when I'm talking boutiques, like I'm even talking one designer in particular who's in Bergdorf. So these people do exist. You just don't hear about it on a regular basis.
Karen Buscemi, the editor of Styleline magazine and the founder and managing partner of the Detroit Garment Group Guild. Karen, thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you for having me.